Hi, this is Kyle.
This is Richard. This is big news.
This is Midnight with Robert Sean. Yeah, we have some breaking news we're going to cover real quick. Literally breaking news as far as literally can go with this sort of hyperbole. It is being reported. This is from a press release as well, so this is real news.
The news is garbage. Shirley Manson blasts Kanye West in open letter.
Well, that's what we're here to talk about. Tell me more, Richard.
Oh, I'm sorry. Spider-Man is going to go back to Marvel.
Well, see, now that I wasn't expecting.
that's the real
I wanted news. The garbage news. That was exciting. But sure, we'll talk about this instead.
Yeah, sure.
So, Spider-Man now officially moving over to the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Officially.
I mean, this is official. This is not rumor. This is not conjecture. This is happening.
Yes.
So, I guess under the deal, the new Spider-Man will first appear in a Marvel film for Marvel's Cinematic Universe. Sony Pictures will thereafter release the next installment of the franchise in July 28th, 2017, co-produced by Kevin Feige and Marvel and Amy Pascal.
Yes, Amy Pascal, who stepped down from making millions of dollars, will step up to making hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh yes. She'll get that island she's always dreamed of.
She'll get Spider-Man Island with her hubby, who's going to co-write the script, Alvin Sargent.
Wait, wasn't that the other girl?
No, that was her.
No, I think it was the Laura Ziskin.
You might be right.
Yeah. Anyway, Marvel and Sony are also exploring opportunities to integrate characters from MCU into future Spider-Man films. Sony will continue to finance, distribute, own, and have financial creative control of Spider-Man films. We all know that's bullshit, though. Kevin Feige will be the last word on these movies.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is fine by me. So far, he's done pretty well. And I guess it's going to take the spot of Thor 3, so that will probably get moved.
So Thor 3 is not going to happen.
No, it'll happen, but it's taking its slot.
Oh.
So it'll probably be later.
So Spider-Man will be taking Thor 3 spot.
Yeah.
And it'll tie into whatever they're
doing. Sure, whatever they're doing, yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll pop up, Spider-Man will pop up first in either Avengers Age of Ultron, Captain America 3.
I would say Age of Ultron.
Ant-Man, Doctor Strange, Guardians 2.
I would say they cannot miss the opportunity.
It's the biggest platform.
To put it in Avengers 2. They are going to put it in
it's
Avengers.
It's the biggest platform. I'd say it's either that one
or Cap 3.
It'll be tag for sure.
It'll be a tag. Maybe.
I mean, it'll be tag for sure.
Or maybe not. Maybe there'll be more to it than that. I would assume more.
But I'm thinking tag in Avengers 3. Maybe a bit of a brief setup in Captain America 3.
Yeah.
Get a little more screen time. They have a little more time to do that. I think right now they're limited to really just the tag.
Yeah.
If they go, I mean, assuming that happens. But I feel like Marvel is a big brand.
Yeah.
But Avengers is their biggest platform.
But this is the crown jewel. This
what,
is the
Spider-Man?
Ruby, yeah. This is the ruby they've been missing in the.
They've been waiting for this one.
In the center of their crown.
They've been waiting.
And they're going to get it now. And now we're all going to be forced to be like, oh, yay. It's going to be huge now.
Now, are you excited for these movies?
I don't really care either way.
But compared to the other ones. Now, we all hate Amazing Spider-Man movies.
Yes.
But compared to the Sam Raimi ones, did you like those movies?
They were fine. I thought Spider-Man 1 was okay. I never understood the success that it got. And Spider-Man 2, I think, is better than Spider-Man 1.
I like that one a lot.
Spider-Man 3 is awful.
It's a bad movie.
It's a bad
definitely
movie. But
you're correct.
Like, I mean, I don't understand the appeal of Spider-Man because they were always super expensive. Like, these movies were over $300 million easy every time they made one.
They were very pricey.
And
you're right.
They,
yeah.
only, they never crossed $1 billion internationally. They always made like $800 million or that's about it.
Mm, yeah.
So really, in all honesty, they're not the biggest, but I guess he's the most popular character that they have.
I think individually speaking,
like,
yeah.
Historically,
yeah.
Yeah,
like,
so
as far as a single one character goes.
Yeah.
Now, for you to enjoy these movies, would you need them to be at least better than the first Spider-Man or better than a Spider-Man 2? Or
it would have to be better than, yes, any of those.
So, like, the best one yet, essentially.
Yes. For you to like, it's like very easy to do that because all of them suck.
I think you're right.
Way, shape, or form.
Because you're right. I thought the first one was really flat.
Yeah.
And kind of boring. And I thought the villain was just... I mean, I like Willem Dafoe, but it was just such a bad setup.
Well, the only reason why not Spider-Man 1 did so well is because of 9/11. It was a New York movie. It came out right around the time when people needed escapism. And that was like... It was a really funny human story at the beginning. Like, the first 40 minutes of Spider-Man is really good. The last hour of Spider-Man, not so much.
Now, with this new one, we've seen the origin a few times.
Yes.
Do you expect to see the origin again, or do you think they'll skip it?
Skip it. There's no point. Make it its own movie.
I do think Marvel's moving away from that, so I do think they move past that.
They don't need... honestly, all they have to do is have Spider-Man... He can come out with his balls hanging out, and it would make $150 million opening weekend.
So I think you're right. Because as what I have heard is that they are moving away from origins. I've heard Doctor Strange has no origin.
No.
So I think with this movie... Especially if they introduce him in a minor role in a future film before his own movie, origin seems unlikely.
Do you think it's going to be like the innocuous in Avengers 2? There's going to be an added line. Is that Spider-Man? Like, piped in.
Well, my one hope is that it's more substantial than Hawkeye's appearance in Thor.
Well, that was pretty cheap and terrible.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I would want it to be better than that.
But that was back when Marvel was still trying to figure out what they were doing.
You're right. That's fair. They know what they're doing,
and they're ballsy, and they're really arrogant, and they're going to do whatever it is they want to do, and I'm sure they'll be fine doing it.
I think so. I just wonder how much screen time he'll get.
I would say, well, if they're reshooting, I don't know if they already reshot the Avengers movie.
I think they'll gladly reshoot a little more.
They're going to reshoot some more. Yeah. Or maybe they already did it and no one knew about it.
That's possible, too.
And this is the announcement. They're making the announcement now.
Now, do you think
after the fact,
do you think they announce the actor prior to seeing him on screen, or do you think they wait to hide it until the movie comes out?
Well, in this day and age, nothing's a secret anymore, so I'm sure we'll find out.
But I'm saying, as far as like official announcement, do you think they hold on to it, or do they just?
I would say hold on to it.
Yeah,
it'll be a big announcement, but I don't think. And maybe when he appears in the movie, it'll just be a guy in a suit. You don't see who he is.
Really? Okay.
He's got the mask on.
That's always easy. Always easy.
Could be anybody. Yeah. And just Spider-Man shows up, saves somebody, and spins off. Everybody goes apeshit crazy, because that's what nerds do when they see fucking Spider-Man shoot a web at somebody.
Okay, now here's another question for you.
Fucking dumb.
Do they use Peter Parker, who's already been in a lot of movies, or Miles Morales?
Never going to happen. They will never have a black Puerto Rican Jew Spider-Man on a movie. Are you kidding me? Are you nuts? They're already trying to make sense out of their decision of putting Black Panther in their movies.
But I only ask that because it'd be a good way to separate him from prior incarnations.
Won't happen. Guarantee you. Peter Parker is Spider-Man. He's the only one.
Now, spitballing, who do you cast as Spider-Man? You don't get Andrew Garfield. You gotta get somebody else.
I don't know. I think Andrew Garfield. You know, why not keep our Andrew Garfield?
Well, they're saying new Spider-Man.
So okay,
that's what they're referring to. They're calling him new.
They don't want Andrew Garfield anywhere near
And they haven't mentioned him in the press release.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
So, assuming they cast him.
And it's not his fault.
It isn't.
It's not his fault.
I think he's one of the best parts of the movie.
He is, really. He's a very good actor. He's got a presence. He's really good. But honestly, I think, you know what? This might be the best thing for him because he can get away from these movies.
I think so, too. He can find his own roles, really define himself better as an actor.
Jared Leto.
No. I'm going to have to say no on that one.
Tom Hardy.
You know, I haven't seen him, and he might be a little short just watching the trailers.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
No, but I was thinking, honestly, like the kid from the Kingsman movie.
He's too cheap. Oh, wait. That's exactly what
they want. Well, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I haven't seen the movie, so I can't say.
They're not going to hire another Brit to be Peter Parker. I think they want to go American.
But then who do you get, though?
I think if they went after Joseph Gordon-Levitt, that'd be smart.
He seems too old, though.
He is, but who gives a shit?
But he's too expensive, too. I don't think he'll do it.
That's true, too.
I don't think
he'll How do it. About Haley Joel Osment?
He's too fat. He can't get him.
He can lose the weight.
He's way too fat.
You're fine. You're fine. Dougray Scott.
Maybe, but too old.
Damn it.
He could work.
Oh, you're just such an ageist.
I am. I am. I hate old people.
It's embarrassing.
Old people just are the worst.
How about this?
Yes.
Frank Oz.
Richard, you won me over. You've got me.
You know who it could be, honestly?
Yeah.
Domhnall Gleeson.
Yeah, I could see that. Why not? I mean, you already said no Brits, but fine.
Yeah,
whatever.
Well, yeah, but he's in everything else.
Yeah.
But I think
or Eddie Redmayne.
Eddie Redmayne. He's old too. He's 34.
Is he that old?
Yeah.
Wow, that was in his 20s.
No, he's old. No, actually, he's 33. I take it back.
Well, still, that's way too old.
He's 32.
Way too old.
I think he's my age.
Because you got to get at least a 6-picture deal.
Much more successful.
You need 6 movies from these people.
Ugh.
So, no, he's way too old. He'll die before they make the first one.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is the news. So that's pretty huge.
That's a big one.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, everybody saw it coming, though, too, because Sony had nothing. They had absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Now all they needed to do was get Fantastic Four and bury them like the Punisher. And
yes.
Then work hard to get X-Men back someday.
Well, they don't want X-Men back. They could care less about X-Men.
Yeah, it seems like they're really pushing this Inhuman thing.
No, they're gonna be all about the Inhumans.
So that seems to be their direction
X-Men
they're going in.
X-Men is dead to them.
But yeah, I mean, that's pretty substantial news. Pretty exciting.
Yeah.
If you're a nerd, or if you care about that kind of stuff. But yeah, we are gonna go have a drink. We're gonna go to the bar and cheers to hopefully a better, worth-watching Spider-Man movie.
And here's to Shirley Manson blasting Kanye West in an open letter.
Sounds like she's like blasting his like some hot juicy
love
sauce or something.
I can imagine that.
Yeah.
Though she's not very pretty.
She never was. All right. Well, we're gonna head out.
She's beautiful in spirit.